USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. And happy Thanksgiving. The holiday could be the coldest on record in the nation's east, and wind chills making it feel even colder, as the tens of thousands lining the streets of New York for its annual parade well know.
Go to the Ninth Circuit, and it's a disgrace, and I'm going to put in a major complaint, because you cannot win, if you're us, a case in the Ninth Circuit.
President Trump complains after a federal judge blocks his order that denied illegal immigrants from requesting asylum.
This was an Obama judge.
In a rare public statement, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts took issue with that statement. But on Twitter, President Trump then insisted there are indeed such things, saying Obama judges have a much different view than the people who are charged with the safety of our nation. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
More details released about what's been ruled a quadruple homicide in central New Jersey. Reports are 45-year-old Jennifer Canero and her two young kids were fatally stabbed before their mansion in Colts Neck was set on fire Tuesday afternoon. Canero's 50-year-old husband Keith found fatally shot on the home's front lawn. Monmouth County Prosecutor Chris Grumaccioni.
Sadly, each of these individuals were the victims of homicidal violence at some point prior to when the fire was set at 15 Willowbrook.
Keith Canero's older brother Paul's in custody, charged with an arson earlier that day at his own home in nearby Ocean Township, but there are no charges yet for the murders. A Border Patrol agent credited with saving the life of a baby. An Arizona woman crossing the border in Nogales when her baby stopped breathing, the agent gave CPR to the child, and it was able to regain consciousness. The man, who's been known as the oldest Pearl Harbor survivor, Ray Chavez, has died at the age of 106. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The death toll from the Camp Fire in Northern California now stands at 83, and evacuees from that area have been served a Thanksgiving dinner. That was yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King, who's there covering the fire.
The Camp Fire is now no longer the biggest threat. At Enlow Hospital, there are so many evacuees that triage has become very difficult. The town of Paradise was a retirement community before it burned. My uncle worked with the school district, and he told me the schools are working to be able to accommodate all the students who have been displaced from the fire. All Butte County schools and hospitals will be impacted far into the future. It will take years for the infrastructure necessary to be put in place. NFL quarterback and Chico native Aaron Rodgers has given $1 million to create the Aaron Rodgers NorCal Fire Recovery Fund. Rodgers wrote on his Twitter feed, "All the money goes to a great organization for the immediate needs and recovery efforts."
Again, that's USA Radio's Wendy King in Chico, California. And the marijuana industry is a big hit in Massachusetts. On the first day of legal sales, at its only two locations open so far in the state since recreational pot was recently legalized, consumers spent more than $440,000 on cannabis products. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.